different music. You probably noticed it was different music. And I'll tell you exactly why it was different music, because it is a special Thursday show, and it's special in a special way. And that is, we have very special guests coming on. Not that all of our guests aren't special to us and near and dear to our hearts, but we have a very special set of women coming on to this show that we've been looking forward to for quite some time. Now, just for those of you who may be listening live, a majority of this interview is going to be the Icon. I am actually at work today, so I won't have as much time. But I will be running the switchboard, and we'll be chiming in every once in a while here. So I'm going to walk over here to the main computer and get everything set up. And once that happens, we will get them put on with us. But Icon, why don't you go ahead and tell us exactly what you're going to hear if you're tuned into us today.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. This is a special show like no other. We have never had quite this kind of faction on with us before. We've had wrestling shows on before, but this is kind of special. We have the couple of gals from the Lingerie Fighting Championships on us. We have Shelly Aphrodite Da Silva. She's going to be joining us with Danielle Cowbell St. Pierre. And I can't wait to ask these gals how they got these nicknames. And you know, you've heard of bra and panties matches before, but really, when you think about it, what these gals do, every fight they have is considered that. But we're going to ask them exactly what the WWE does differs from what they do, because this is actual fighting. This is boxing. This is like a combination of MMA, wrestling, you name it. But in less clothing and skimpier outfits. And they should be calling in here shortly. When they're on, we will talk to them. And it'll be really cool to have them on with us. I've been chomping at the bit to get these gals on. I've been working on it for quite some time. And
and we even had to reschedule a couple of times. I know they were supposed to be out with us last night. With March Madness and everything going on in my hectic month, couldn't do it last night. But again, they're supposed to be on with us here tonight. It's 10 p.m. Eastern time. I think it's around 7 p.m. their time. Still nobody on the line with us yet. What have you learned a little bit about them? I mean, give them a little bit of background about what they're going to be hearing. I mean, I have an idea. Like, I know what the Lingerie Football League is, and I think my imagination will let me, you know, get an idea of what the Lingerie Wrestling thing is, but what exactly are we looking at? Well, what have you talked to them about?
Well, you know, basically the way I understand it is these gals, they go all out, all over the country. They have different shows, and it's basically a bunch of girls kicking ass in designer clothing, underwear per se, lingerie, and I don't know what else you can say, but I don't want to spoil too much because I want them to, you know, tell us, you know, the stuff that they do and everything. I mean, they have champions. They have, I believe they have a world champion. They go all over the country, and they basically have boxing matches, MMA matches, and nothing but lingerie. And I thought it was kind of an interesting concept, so I reached out to them and said, hey, would you be willing to come on and tell us what you do? And they said, sure, you know, because apparently they've already heard from the Icon from a couple of guests that we've had on in the past have told them about myself. So hopefully they're all good things. Instead of bad things. So, yes. So
That sounds good.
It.
Sounds good to me.
Right.
And, you know, I'm anxious to to talk to a couple of them. Didn't you say that based on how tonight goes, you might be able to get more of them on with us at a later date?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what do we got today?
So,
just two?
Just two.
Okay. Not on the line with us yet, but again, I'll give them a couple of minutes here.
All right.
So if you want to get in touch with them, reach out to them as well. Let me know, because like I said, I am at work, and it is not exactly on the convenient side, for me anyway, to be here, but I want to be dedicated to the show and dedicated to our guests. So hopefully they do show up, and they do, come on with us, and hopefully you gave them the right time and told them it was Eastern time. not 10 p.m. Central. So because if you told them 10 p.m. Central, they're calling in at 11 o'clock. So,
They're the ones that set the time for 9 o'clock Central, which is 10 o'clock your time. So,
okay. So hopefully they should be calling in pretty soon. Do they have the number?
They do have the number. Yep.
Okay. So, tell me a little bit here about. I'm assuming you've gotten caught up now on wrestling. I had to step aside for 1 second, but give me your take now on this whole Roman Reigns suspension and what is going on. And we'll talk a little bit about wrestling since this is a wrestling show. What is going on Raw right now, the direction that they're going in? I mean, it seems to be a little bit more action-packed. I mean, they're making decisions, but yet the best decision that they've made, which was putting Ronda Rousey on the airwaves, she's not going to be on again until the show before WrestleMania. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that they played the whole Roman Reigns suspension angle? Why aren't they put Ronda Rousey on TV?
Well, I hate to say it, but I think what they're doing with Ronda Rousey is kind of what they're doing. We're going to start calling it Brock Lesnar-isms. That's what we're going to call it. We'll make little appearances here and there. They won't be on every week, but I like what they're doing. And the other topic I was going to bring up, as long as we're waiting, they have made every single title they have irrelevant. The Universal Championship, Brock Lesnar is never around. That's irrelevant. The tag team champions. Does anybody know who the tag team champions are? Does anybody care? No. The Intercontinental Champion. It's The Miz. When's the last time he put the title on the line? It's been a while. The women's title. Alexa Bliss. Yeah, she's the champion. And there are gals.
I definitely think she's now going to defend against Nia Jax, and I'm a little nervous about it because, like I said, I want Alexa Bliss to be champion because I think she looks really good with the belt, but I also want Nia Jax to get her shot. I'm a little torn there. I don't know what I want to happen.
And here's the other interesting thing. Remember the women's Money in the Bank match, Carmella? When's the last time you saw her?
Yeah, of course I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. When's the last time you saw her? We haven't seen her. They made that irrelevant too.
Well, Carmella was just in a tag match on SmackDown. Carmella still has the Money in the Bank. Maybe we'll see. You really want some chaos? I'll give you some chaos. You get Asuka beating Charlotte Flair and then having Carmella cash in on Asuka. That would be chaos. But you could also then see, either Nia Jax or Alexa Bliss get cashed in on as well. So that's sort of the chaos that this entails. Because remember, you win it at WrestleMania, you have to use it by WrestleMania. So she's running out of time to use it. What better of a time to do it than in one of those two matches? So I definitely think that there will be a cash in, or at least an attempted cash in. I'm just not entirely sure in my predictions which show's belt she's going to go after.
Or will they have her cashed in beforehand?
I mean, that's possible also, but I mean, if you really want to maximize it, I would do it at the biggest show of the year.
Well, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do. I'm curious, but knowing the WWE, they're going to screw it up.
That's not very nice of you to say, but it's also very accurate.
Yeah. I mean, what haven't they screwed up yet, you know? So, yeah.
21-17.
All right, so hopefully the Galaxy...
Say that again?
When I hope. They're here?
No, not yet.
Yeah? Okay.
Not yet. They hopefully pretty soon though. So let me then ask you this. Have you heard anything else regarding the John Cena Undertaker thing? Because I mean, they could probably do a couple of pretty good things. All I heard about was the fact that John Cena called out the Undertaker, but I didn't hear, you know, exactly what he said. But hearing it now, hearing some of the things that he said about the workout video with his wife and some of those things, I am like, wow, you know, John Cena had some intense words for The Undertaker. I don't want to see the match. I think the build-up would be pretty interesting, at least.
Well, let me ask you this. Is that a match you want to see?
No, I just said it's not a match I want to see, but I want to see the build-up to it. I think that could be the war of words between those two could be pretty interesting.
And, you know, I actually think the build-up will actually be better than the match. You know, and...
This is a match I would have been interested in about maybe 10 years ago, but not right now.
Yeah, and, you know, and I think John Cena may be on his way out of the WWE. You know, that is the rumor going on right now, that he will probably be out of the WWF or WWE before too long. This might be his last appearance for a while. You know, because when you think about it, he's really run his course, you know. And if he does come back, you know, when someone takes time off for a long time, they always come back usually as a heel. I don't know if they'll be able to do that with John Cena, but we'll see, you know. But
I don't think what Cena said was very heelish, honestly.
Yeah, she wasn't here, though.
You know, I don't think what she said was very heelish, but I think what he said was true. Because what they can do is Undertaker's always going to get a pop. And if you have two baby faces going at each other, you know, you got to sort of have that dynamic of the heel versus the face. Somebody's got to take the heel role. Even though I don't think what John Cena said was completely out of line in terms of being a heel, I think that he's going to have to be the one to sort of be the aggressor in this whole thing if this match is going to go through. Because, I mean, think about it, though. Cena, talk about somebody who's fallen from grace. Somebody who was the face of this company. Somebody who arguably has been bigger than Stone Cold, bigger than The Rock, arguably, and definitely in terms of longevity. To be, you know, booed the way that he's booed now, you know, you got to think, if The Rock were still around, he probably would still be getting pops. Stone Cold still gets pops. Shawn Michaels still gets pops. John Cena doesn't. So they could play that real life. They could play that real life animosity of John Cena saying, "Hey, listen, all of these guys are stars. My career has been longer than any of their careers were." Other than maybe Michaels, okay, and you still cheer them, but yet I have given everything to you, blood, sweat, and tears, injuries, whatever, you name it. I've done it all for 13 years. Where the hell's my recognition? So
yeah.
I could understand them going in that direction with it. I really could. And now with Undertaker being that kind of guy, being the guy that is, you know, 50 years old and you know, debuted in 93 and still doing his thing and still getting pops and still getting adoration from the fans, I could picture Cena going, wait a minute, Undertaker hasn't done anything full-time in 5 or 6 years. I'm out here every night still, and look what you're doing for me. So I could picture them going that angle with it. I mean, I think that would probably be the best way to do it. If I were writing the storylines, that's how I'd do it.
Well, yeah, you know what? I wonder if they wouldn't do what they did with John Cena, kind of like what they did with him today. You know, the same thing happened to him. You know, he was gone. He came back, and he was supposed to be the big baby face. But Stone Cold got more cheers than he did, and then Bret Hart went heel, you know. But what was interesting about that?
Oh, I definitely know. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, the difference between that heel turn is Bret Hart was loved everywhere else but the United States, you know. So, which was really interesting because that actually made the American wrestling fans the bad guys, you know. Which is something that's never happened, you know, and it still hasn't happened. But you know, I don't know if you can do that with Cena, but him being a heel. But I think what they'll do is he may go with the whole, you know, I've given my blood, sweat, my tears for all you people, and what you're doing, you're booing me, you know. Same thing.
Did you hear?
Back in the day.
Well, that's true. That's true. You hear CM Punk's gonna go back to the Octagon too.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, he's one of the upcoming UFC fights. He's gonna be on the card.
And how well do you think he'll do?
The same as he did last time.
He'll get beat.
I think so. Beat pretty convincingly. I'm gonna set another one out here. I gotta step aside for a second. I'm gonna set another one out here for you.
Sure.
Do you think we're gonna get another surprise at WrestleMania? And when I say, this is actually a two-part question. You know, a Ric Flair, a Stone Cold, a Shawn Michaels, one of those surprise people who shows up to either talk or adoration or whatever it is. And the part B to that question is, do you agree with them taking Fabulous Moolah's name off of the Women's Battle Royal? And then I'm going to step aside. I'm listening, but I can't talk. So, but answer those, and I'll give you my take when we get back.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, it's kind of interesting. You know, these battle royals, I don't know if they're really they should be used to launch somebody new, but they haven't really done that. You know, it's like when the first Andre the Giant battle royal happened. I can't even remember who won because he hasn't been around because no one cares. You know, they should be using these to launch it, kind of like what they used to do with the King of the Ring, but it hasn't happened, you know? So I'm really perplexed at what's going on, the way they're doing all this stuff. So it's kind of disappointing too. So.
Well, the Fabulous Moolah, you know, obviously her and Mae Young had pretty big roles in the Attitude Era. Obviously, you know, giving birth to the Hand, they would come out randomly and be in bra and panties matches. That was, you know, it was just humorous. They had a humorous role in the Attitude Era. But the backlash behind putting Fabulous Moolah's name on that thing, I had no idea she was that much of a villainous person. Not just a character, but if all of these accusations are true, She was a terrible human being.
Well, yeah, the way I understand it is there's people that aren't too keen about her name being affixed to it. You know.
They took her name off it. They're gonna call it the WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal now. They took her name off the Battle Royal. But the fact is that don't you think WWE should have done their research first and known this? I mean, I understand she sort of made women's wrestling what it was and sort of put them on the map. She was one of the first ones to really do it. I mean, don't you think that, you know, WWE, with as sensitive as culture and society is nowadays, should have done their homework and known that this may have been a backlash type of situation?
Well, it makes you wonder, you know. And, you know, you – see, WWE is, you know, is so quick to save their image. You know, back in the Attitude Era, I don't think they really cared. Now they do, which I think is a shame. I think it's ruining the company, you know. And I wonder.
Well,
I just happen to wonder.
Well, they didn't care back then. Also, these people who were so pissed about it didn't care back then either because, I mean, Mae Young and Fabulous Moolah were getting booked through tables and they were basically they were being made fun of. They were putting blonde panties matches in radios old, and you know they were you know being used as a comedy role, but they weren't like seriously in contention for titles, and they weren't seriously you know being honored. They were more of a gimmick than anything else. This is an honorary type of thing. I mean, Andre the Giant Battle Royal, and now the Fabulous Moolah Battle Royal. It's an honorary type of thing. They just don't want her to be honored. But, I mean, again, society also wasn't as soft back in 97, 98, 99 as it is now. So I can understand why they wouldn't have given, you know, as much of a crap back then about it. But, you know, because think about it. Everything in the Attitude Era was edgy. They can't do anything now that they did back then. So I do understand it. But, you know, if you know the things that she did, which have been well documented at this point, why put her name on it at all just to have to take it back? Because, you know, I think people are more pissed about the fact that they put her on there to begin with and now are taking her off. You know, if I were WWE, I would say, you know what? We messed up. We named it this, but this is what it is. Get over it. Because, well, are you telling me that people aren't going to watch WrestleMania because Fabulous Moolah's name's in the Women's Battle Royal? No. They're going to be pissed off about it. They're going to blog about it. But you know what? Sometimes negative press is still press. You know? People are talking about it. And let's say that this Battle Royal ends up sucking and being underwhelming. You know? And so my thing is, if you're going to do something controversial, stick to your guns. I'm not a big fan of apologizing for things that you do, and for them backtracking make them actually look weaker. And you know, if WWE would have stuck to their guns and said, no, we're leaving her name on there, all that stuff happened, you know, 80 years ago, okay, we're not concerned with that anymore, and neither should you be. Sure, you're going to lose a couple of fans. You're going to have a couple of soccer moms tell their kids they're not allowed to watch wrestling anymore, but, you know, it happens. And sometimes you lose fans to make fans. If they would have done that, I would be standing up applauding them. But that's just me. Again, growing up in the Attitude Era and being a rebellious sort of person by nature, that's just me. But, you know, for them to be like, oh, I'm sorry, my God, I don't want to offend you. We'll take the name right off. Don't worry. It just to me, shows weakness. And I don't like that.
Well, you know, I like the WWE a lot better when they had the I don't care attitude. I don't know. It's really, really starting to it's just really starting to get sick. It really is, you know. And hopefully,
and some of the things that Fabulous Moolah did. Are you telling me that in some of these gyms and some of this training and some of these, you know, situations in gyms and in training facilities and whatnot throughout history, that these quote-unquote human rights violations didn't happen everywhere? I mean, how many guys had the same thing happen to them in their training gyms and nobody's saying a word about it? I mean, again, don't get me wrong. I'm all for, you know, everybody being treated fairly, but I don't think – and again, I don't want to piss off any of our female listeners either. I don't think it's that big of a deal to have her name on it. I mean, honestly, you know, everybody that suffered through that, they're not the ones who are complaining. It's the people who are doing the research on it and saying, oh, hey, by the way, this happened back in 1935. Okay? It's not the people who actually lived through it that are mad about it. And that's what's aggravating to me. If the people who lived through it rose up and said, hey, this was an atrocity, look at it like this. Holocaust survivors, I can understand why they would be upset about, you know, a Holocaust-themed, you know, amusement park or something. I understand that. But people who haven't lived through it and haven't done anything but hear it through the grapevine, it hasn't affected you. Why are you so pissed off about it? Watch the damn event and get over it. It's one match, you know. But again,
yeah.
I understand society doesn't work that way anymore, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah, and it is. And you know, not to get too political, but I think that our president has something to do with that. But that's a topic for another story, for another show. But anyway,
Yeah, so we don't have our guests have not called us in yet, and I you know, it is getting difficult for me to – I'm trying to fill time here on the airwaves. You know, I'm running karaoke at the same time that we're doing this, so it is difficult for me to fill airwaves. You know, you want me to put a commercial on, you know, commercial break on real quick while we get in touch with them? Or, I mean, is there a way that you can do both?
Well, I don't –
text them while you're on
I
the line?
Well, I only have contact with them through their promoter, and he's not responding to my I'll tell you what. Why don't you go ahead and play a commercial, and then I'll try and call this guy and see if I can't get a hold of him.
All right, sounds good. So what we'll do is we've had a little bit of wrestling talk, possibly a little bit more to come. Hopefully, we get the guests on for an hour. You know, even a half hour at this point, but it may not end up being a full show. I'm not 100% sure yet. If we do a special show again next week, we'll do a special show again next week when I'm less busy. But either way, we'll see what happens. I'm gonna throw on a commercial block or two here and let me know.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit... you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing on a summer night. It's pajamas with feet and everybody over for Sunday dinner. And that old stuffed chair in the living room you just can't get rid of. This is why you work a second job. This is why you learn to fix things yourself, so you could save on repairs. Because home is your place, your memories, your family sleeping in their own beds at night. And that is why we want to help. We are Making Home Affordable, a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. And now even more options are available. Call 888-995-HOPE today. That's 888-995-HOPE. Or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Andrew from Connecticut School of Broadcasting. How was work today? Did you love it? Well, I sure did. Actually, I produced this commercial. I watched our new class of students learn studio production from industry professionals. And as a graduate of Connecticut School of Broadcasting, later I'm going to an advanced workshop on sports videography. Sound good? Everybody should love what they do, right? Call 1-800-TV-RADIO or gocsb.com or just Google us, Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Think about it. You're on your phone every day. You're browsing websites, mobile apps, video content, social media, all to stay connected. Well, you know what? Someone's got to produce that content. Should it be you? Get the hands-on Learn by Doing training at Connecticut School of Broadcasting in months, not years. We place thousands of grads coast to coast. Day and evening classes begin soon. Connecticut School of Broadcasting with 12 East Coast campuses from Massachusetts to Miami. Visit GoCSB.com.
Do you or does someone you know have a snowplow that needs some TLC? Well, I've got the place for you. Northeast Snowplow Repair. With more than 20 years experience of repairing plows, you know you'll be in good hands. They specialize in straightening, welding, fabrication, and more. Just give them a call. 603-627-9053 and tell them overtime.news sent.
You know what really gets a party?
This is Colin from Minnesota metal band Celestial Drift. You're rocking Attitude Era Live with my guy, The Icon.
So, Icon, we are back. Were you able to get in touch with anybody?
Yes, I was, and I found out that there was an issue with a meal that they had before the show, and the gals got sick.
Oh, wow, that sucks.
Yeah.
Well, we do have a caller on the line. Is it one of them?
It could be. Let's see.
Well, give it a shot. Caller, if you are one of them, great. Icon will do his introduction. If not, we'll talk to you for a little bit. 780 area code. Caller, what's up?
Hi, this is Danielle St. Pierre. How are you?
Hey,
good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
I'll tell you what.
You weren't one of the ones who got sick, huh?
Who got sick?
Don't worry about it. Let me do the introduction, then we'll bring you on, okay, Danielle?
Sure.
All right, do your thing.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, our first combatant of the night, walking down the aisle as she steps out of the green room, wearing the best ring attire that I have ever seen in my entire life. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Danielle Cowbell Da Silva. No, did I say that right?
Yes, St. Pierre.
St. Pierre, sorry. Okay, my fault, sorry. So how are you, Danielle?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Hey, real quick here, we've been having scheduling issues. I know that you gals got your upcoming show and everything. So we'll have you tell us about that. How much time you got with us?
I have as long as you want me for. I don't know how many other girls are. Like, I know you guys wanted Serena to call in. I don't know where she is. So.
Okay. Well, she's probably been fashionably late, but I'm not going to say anything because I know she can kick my ass, so I'm not going to say anything. So here's what we'll do. We'll go ahead and interview you, and then we'll just chat and go till our time is done. Okay.
Okay.
So first off, I'm curious, how did you get the nickname Cowbell?
It's actually because I'm from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. So Calgary
Hart,
is famous.
That's the home of Bret the Hitman Hart, right?
So there, the Calgary Stampede is our big thing. So
okay.
That's why my nickname is Cowbell, so for rodeos.
All right. Now, how long have you been with the Lingerie Fighting Championships?
It'll be 2 years in June.
Okay. And you know, everybody has, we know what your moniker is, Cowbell, but what do you guys have different weight classes, or how does that work?
We actually don't have weight classes in the LFC. So we can kind of fight someone who's way heavier or way smaller than us. It just all depends on the card. So.
Okay. Now, cool thing here. Now you are on Facebook, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So here's the thing. All our guests, and I haven't had a chance to send it to you yet. I'll send it to you on through a messenger on Facebook. Every guest of ours gets a cool little collector's card, and I've made one for you, and I'm going to send it to you.
Oh, amazing! Thank you.
Okay, and then my my next question is, you know, I know that you know you gals, you know, have busy schedules and everything. I'm getting this stuff on the way because I was going to do it before we went on the air, but we'll just have to do it on the air. So if I'm kind of stammering a little bit, it's because, one, you're the most beautiful person I've ever chatted with my entire life. But anyway.
Thank you.
And then do you think you might be able to send us some autographs to give away to our fans for giveaways too?
Absolutely. I would love that.
Awesome. Okay. So let's okay, now that we took care of that, we'll go back to the question and answer study.
Icon, I do think we have the second guest now with us as well. Do you want me to put them both through?
Yep, sure.
All right, we do have the other one on with us too. So, like I said, I'm going to step aside here real quick, finish running what I'm running. I got a couple questions as well, but I'll put them both on for you.
Real quick too. Ladies and gentlemen, stepping out of the green room and walking down the aisle, our second combatant of the night, and I hope this is her, Shelly Aphrodite Da Silva. Is that you? Okay, I don't know what happened there. Are you there?
Hello, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, that's Shelly, right? Danielle, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, and is Shelly there?
No, the other one cut off. So when she calls back in, I'll patch her through.
Okay, all right. Boy, I'll tell you what, we're going to hell in a handcart real quick. trust me, we're more organized than this. Trust me, I promise you, we are. Okay, so back to the question.
Yes.
And I guarantee that this is going to be a lot of editing to make this doesn't make me sound like an idiot. But anyway, so you've been with the LFC now for 2 years. How did you get hooked up with them?
Honestly, I kind of Sean, who is now my boss, I guess, or promoter. I just messaged him on a whim. I have been training martial arts for about 4 years now. And I just decided that I wanted to use it for something. So I have done tournaments and stuff like that, but I actually wanted to step into the octagon. And I thought that this was really cool. So I messaged him and talked to him and ended up being a draft pick, which was really cool for me.
Okay. Now, the whole concept, the lingerie fighting championships, of course, you know, basically, your ring attire is obviously lingerie, obviously. So
yes.
Now, do you have like different designers calling you say, hey, wear this? Would you wear this in the ring, and I'll pay you to wear my the underwear I design, or how does that work? Or do they does the lingerie fighting championship tell you what to wear?
No, it's kind of up to our discretion. I mean, we get to decide what we want to wear. There is Las Vegas Lingerie that I know has done a lot of promoting and has been very supportive of us. But for the most part, we get to decide what we want to wear, which is really cool because you can make it your own, right? And it kind of shows your personality and when you go out there.
Now, when you go out to the ring and you have your and you,
sorry.
You have,
that's all right.
That's okay. When you go out there and when you go out there and you have your attire on, now do you ever worry about like things like slipping or things like falling out of place when you wear your attire?
Absolutely. It is definitely one of my biggest concerns. So I'm really, really cautious. So I always make sure that I have a little bit extra clothing, or that I'm wearing nipple covers or something like that to prevent that, right? So you have to be extra cautious because it does happen. I mean, you're fighting in a cage, right? So things move.
Right.
Sure.
Now, has it ever happened like an article got ripped off or ripped or cut or
like Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl?
Yeah, something like that.
Basically.
Have you ever had a wardrobe malfunction?
No, personally, I have not. There have been wardrobe malfunctions, though. Me personally, I've never had one, thank goodness, knock on wood. But thankfully, so hopefully I'll be able to.
Now, how did you get involved? Now, how did you get involved in the wrestling aspect of it? I mean, I know that they have, you know, they have lingerie football, they have different, you know, events featuring that particular type of attire, but how did you get involved in the wrestling aspect of it? What was, I guess, one of your inspirations to say, hey, not only am I gonna, you know, wear this, but I'm gonna wrestle as well. I mean, what were some of your motivations behind that?
You know what? I think it's really great. So for me, I always grew up and I was super self-conscious as a kid, and so for me, this is kind of my way of beating myself, getting over my fears, and just embracing feminism, really, basically. And I know a lot of people say, you know, it's demeaning, but you know what, if you compare what UFC fighters wear to what we wear, they're really not covering a whole lot more than what we are in most of our outfits. So
yeah, no, it's really
it's
not
really
too much
not
different. That is a good point. Yeah.
No, like, I mean, it's the only thing is ours is cuter. So,
the cool thing about your particular outfits is like basically when you have the attire that you're on now, do you always like try and like have like it match, or do you not worry about that, like the top and the bottom matching, or does that not really matter?
Typically, I'm a matching person, but I mean, if I find something that's really cute that I want to wear, it's not going to bother me to the point where I'm not going to wear it.
Is there any type of undergarments that you will not wear to the ring?
Honestly, I've never really thought about that. Nothing see-through. That would probably be my only thing, would be nothing see-through. Everything else I think I'm pretty well game for.
And how many matches would you say that you've had since you've been with them over the last 2 years?
In the last 2 years, I've had, this will be my fourth.
Okay. Now, how often do you guys have your shows?
Our show airs weekly on Tuff TV, so you can catch it every week.
Okay. And how do you find that? Where do you watch your stuff in?
It's on Tuff. So it's TUFF TV.
Tuff TV, and that's an app, right? Or you can find it like on Roku.
You should be able to. Yep.
Awesome. Now, you guys have a show coming up this weekend. Can you tell us a little bit
about
that?
That's great. So, actually, tomorrow night, we have our fight. So, it's going to be really exciting because we're back in Las Vegas. So, it's going to be a really, really good show. We got a title match. Monica is defending her belt, which is going to be a really good fight. I have a rematch with Serena Kyle, and that's going to be a really good fight as well. I'm really looking forward to it. All of the girls, you know, they work really hard, and it's going to be an amazing show. You aren't going to want to miss it.
Now, when you have your matches, now are there time limits, or how do they divvy that up?
So we have three 3-minute rounds.
Okay, and now does that go by points then?
Okay, so basically how it works is, yeah, like we have three judges that will score it. So if we get to the end of the third round and no one has been submitted or knocked out or anything like that, then the judges will tally up the scores, and whoever has the highest score is the winner, whoever basically got the most points. So that could be takedowns or dominant positions, strikes, inflicted more pain. All of those things are taken into consideration, and then they announce the winner.
Now, have you ever blown one of the judges a kiss to get a couple extra points?
No, I know some of the other girls do. I'm not that kind of fighter. If I'm going to win a fight, it's going to be because I'm a skilled martial artist. That's why I'm going to win.
Now, when you guys, so this is basically in the octagon, and it's MMA. Now, have you ever broken anything, or have you ever shown color, as in have you ever had any blood action going on out there?
I haven't ever had any injuries, but I know there's been some severe injuries, like in the past, where people have, you know, sprained things. Or one, our former champion, she actually fractured her ankle. So I mean, there has been lots of injuries. Fortunately for me, I haven't had anything serious. So,
have you ever injured anybody else?
I mean, in my last fight, I fought Jolene Hex, and I actually dropped her with a leg kick to the ribs, and so her ribs were hurting pretty good. But other than that, I haven't really hurt anyone. I'm a submission artist, so I like to submit people. So typically people, if they're smart, they'll tap out before they go out.
And then you guys, you gals, when you're doing your fighting, now you guys all have gloves. You guys wear gloves, or is it barehanded? Or is there any other type of padding that you wear when you're out there?
Nope, just MMA gloves.
So that's the MMA gloves. So that's they're kind of like
they're
boxing
like,
gloves, but your fingers are exposed, right?
Yeah, they're like 8-ounce gloves. They're the small gloves, like the ones they wear in the UFC.
Okay. Now, when you when you're fighting, are you more specialized in kicking, punching, grappling? Everybody's kind of got their own specialty. What would you say is yours?
I am a grappler. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is where my background is. So I am definitely more comfortable on the ground. But over the last 2 years, I've really expanded my training. So I've been training Muay Thai and boxing, a little bit of Sikkaran, as well as Jiu-Jitsu. So, I mean, I'm a pretty well-rounded fighter. I want to continue to learn everything so that it doesn't matter who they match me up against. I'm a little bit prepared.
And so you said you have three-minute rounds, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, when you, at the end of the, at the end of the match, has there ever been a tie? Or, and if there is a tie, how do you guys do that? Do you go another round?
I mean, I believe it's only ever happened once, and they basically just called it a draw.
Okay.
I personally believe that we should go into like a sudden death match. Just because then, you know, it's more decided. It's not a draw. It's, you know, someone won, someone lost, and we should honor that to our fans. We owe that to them.
Now, you said your opponent, you've had a match with her before, so this is a rematch. Who won the last time you guys fought?
Serena won, but it was a stupid mistake on my part, and I fully own up to that. It was my first fight, so I was a little bit nervous, and I was really focusing on like keeping my outfit together and on things that I shouldn't be. So, but this time she's not going to win. Like there's not a chance because I've got my confidence. I've been training really hard, and she thinks it's a joke. She hasn't really been training. She thinks it's going to be easy, and she's underestimating me a lot. And I think that's going to be her downfall.
Well, I'll tell you what, there is good news. When we've had anybody going into a match, whether it be in a couple weeks or a couple days or a couple months after they've been on our show, they've had a match after that, we have a perfect record. Anybody that we've had on that has a match in the future has never lost.
Oh, amazing. Well, I hope you guys are sending that good luck my way for tomorrow.
Definitely. And I have, you know, I'm looking at this cool little picture of you. Let's see, you're wearing the, to show you, so you know what picture I'm talking about. You're wearing a red, I don't know, wraparound thing and black shorts. And
yes.
You have a tattoo. What is that a tattoo of?
Well, I have one on each thigh, actually. I have on my left side, I have a picture from Pink Floyd, The Wall.
Okay.
And Pink Floyd is my favorite band. And so I got the tattoo. It's me and my dad, like, growing up. That's my greatest memory of my dad is we used to listen to Pink Floyd all the time. So I got this tattoo for my dad. And, like, we still – sorry – actually, this fall, Roger Waters came and played in Edmonton, and me and my dad went, which was really cool. And then on the other side, I have a guitar with an eye in the middle. And I got this guitar in memory of my grandfather, who passed away when I was 14. And the guitar, all of the like little details and stuff like that, are because he always used to sing me the song Brown Eyed Girl.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah,
and he actually taught me how to play the guitar. So that's what they mean.
Yeah, I mean I go ahead and sing that song, but I want you to like me, so I'm not gonna bore you with that. Now there's another picture I'm looking at here. You're in a match in the cage, and you kind of got your hands around the gal's neck. She's wearing white. Who is that that you're fighting, and when was that fight?
That was our Halloween show in North Dakota. That was 2 years ago, and she is Piper Code Red Rose.
Uh-huh.
So we fought in North Dakota, and I was able to submit her via a triangle choke in the first 2 minutes of the first round.
See, now the cool thing is, you know, you were in North Dakota. Do you remember what city you were in?
We were in, Newtown? No. I can't remember what the name of it is. That's
well,
going to drive me crazy.
The reason why I'm asking you is because I'm in Fargo, North Dakota right now.
Oh, excellent.
And I was at that match.
Oh.
And,
you were?
Yeah, and the reason why I was asking you about that is because when you came out, I mean, I was like drooling all over myself, and I learned that you can say a wow with your tongue hanging out. And my buddy kept on trying to hold me back because I was like wanting you to slap my hand and or slap my face or something, but I never got the opportunity because he kept on pulling me back. But yeah, I was at that match. That's awesome.
Oh, that's amazing.
And the other thing is, we'll just keep going over these pictures, and then you can. So we can have our fans talk about this. Now, there's another picture here. You are wrestling a gal in, I guess it's like she's wearing a black top type thing, and she's wearing like a little pink mini skirt, and you got her flipped up, and she looks like you're about to pick her up and throw her down. Who is that?
That is in my last fight with Serena Kyle.
And you won that.
No, that's the fight that I ended up losing, but I actually did really well. So your
record is 3-1, right?
No, 2-1.
2-1. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be 3-1 after this weekend.
That's right.
Right. Exactly. All right. So now, for the
So, Icon, you want to do the liner, or are we doing that with them, or?
Yeah, of course we are.
All right, we'll get that done. But first, I don't know, I'm covering a lot of the March Madness games simultaneously, so I have been listening, but I may have missed something here and there. But you guys, assuming they're based out of the West Coast, do you do anything out here? Icon's in North Dakota. He wires into the show, but the main radio station that we're working on is out here in New York. And, I mean, do you guys ever come out this way? So, like, if I wanted to go to one of your events or something, or would I have to buy a plane ticket to see you guys live?
You know what? We kind of go everywhere. So, I mean, okay. I wouldn't rule out North Dakota or New York. I would love to come to New York and fight.
Now, Chris, I have seen them fight in North Dakota here. They've been here.
Oh, well, aren't you special?
Well, yeah, and I was telling her about how when she came out, I learned how to say wow with my tongue hanging out. So, you know.
Oh, did you? Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. See, Icon, before we do the liner here, has she or any of the lingerie fighting girls, have they dropped the restraining orders against you yet or no?
Well, see, here's the deal. I'll tell you about that real quick. A lot of the female wrestlers that we have on, I like to call them, and there's been a couple that have put restraining orders on me because they don't like getting calls at 2 in the morning. Myself here, Daniela, doesn't have a restraining order, at least I don't think so.
not yet. So,
there you go.
You just haven't been served yet, that's it.
Right, exactly. So,
no,
Daniel,
you're far
basically. Well, we're going to have you do a little liner for us, and here's how it works. You'll say your name, and you'll say your name. You'll say who you're from, and then you'll say you're listening to the Attitude Era Live with the Icon and the Big Swing, and then you can say whatever else you want, and then I'll count you down for 5 seconds, and if we have to do a couple takes, we will, and then we'll come back and ask you some more questions.
Okay, so sorry, it's Attitude Era?
Attitude Era Live.
Okay. You know what, you guys? I'm not going to be able to come back and do more questions. I'm just actually coming up the escalator to weigh-ins. So weigh-ins are starting
okay.
at 8. So I don't know if I can give you
guys
a call back
problem.
Later.
Well,
that's no problem.
We'll just have you do the promo real quick, and then we'll end it then.
Yeah, we'll let you go. No worries.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll go ahead and do the promo, and then we'll let you go then. All right. So 5, 4, 3.
Sorry? 2, 1. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, we're here.
Okay, sorry. I couldn't hear you guys for a second.
All right.
Okay.
So I'll count you down from 5, and then you can just say the line, and we'll let you go then.
Okay, so you 5. Want me to say this is Danielle St. Pierre from Calgary, Alberta. And you're listening to Attitude Era. And sorry, what was the last part?
Attitude Era Live with the Icon and the Big Swing.
With the Icon and the Big Swing?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, ready? 5.
Ready.
4, 3, 2, 1.
This is Danielle Cowbell St. Pierre, and you're listening to Attitude Era Live. I messed up.
All right, we'll try it again. Ready?
Okay,
with
sorry.
The Icon,
Attitude Era Live with the Icon and the Big Swing.
That's it. Yep, ready?
Gotcha.
5, 4.
Okay, I'm ready.
3, 5, 1.
Hi, this is Danielle St. Pierre from Calgary, Alberta, and you're listening to Attitude Era, the Icon. I am the worst.
Because when she said it a minute ago, she actually said it correctly when she wasn't trying to say it. I can splice them together. It's no worries.
I know. It's the pressure.
We got it. We can splice them. You're good. And in fact, people are listening live. I got people commenting in the chat box and stuff. So people get the gist. They got you.
Oh, good. Oh,
right.
Thank goodness.
So you're going up to weigh-in right now. Is there any other gals there around that you might be able to pass the phone to?
Well, we only got about
right
15 minutes left anyway.
I was going to say, right now, we're not supposed to be on our phones because we got to do weigh-ins. So.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want to get her in trouble. Let's not get any of them in trouble, Icon. Let's just let her go, and hopefully we'll get her and some others on at another time.
Absolutely, I would love
to. Would you be able to join us again?
Absolutely, I would love that.
Awesome, we love you, Danielle. Have a good night and enjoy the
weigh-in.
Yeah,
you too. Thank you.
Bye.
Enjoy it. Danielle St. Pierre.
That was
good.
Interesting. I mean, I still have like a few. 20 more questions to ask, but we'll just have to wait, I guess.
Maybe you can write it on a piece of paper and mail it to her. But
yeah.
Either way, this was supposed to be just a special interview show, and we got the interview out of the way. So I really do got to run. We only got about a couple minutes left anyway. So let's do this. You keep doing your thing, you keep chugging along, booking people, doing what you do best, and we'll see you guys on Monday if that works.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.